Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Coming to you after a very rough weekend where the Hawks got clobbered up in Ames, and then to make matters worse, Andrew, we lost our center. Udoka Azubuike injures his other wrist, and he's out for the season. I'm a little mopey, Andrew. How are you feeling?
You know, mopey is a word that you could use to describe my attitude, or sad, disappointed, dejected. You know, in my household, things have been pretty rough, Kevin. For those of you at home who don't know, my wife went to Iowa State, so I've had to hear about this for several days. And then to make matters worse, this Udoka news comes out and completely destroys my weekend. Saturday, bad. Sunday, probably worse.
Yeah, it's been tough. And judging by just doing a quick scroll on the Twitter machine, I think a lot of people are in full-on meltdown mode, Andrew. I haven't even checked a message board, thankfully. But I'm not about to go down that road either. Where are you at? How you feeling? Is the sky falling? What do you think?
Oh, well, don't go to the message boards. That's the first thing. And all the folks at home who are in the hysteria camp, just take a break from Twitter for a little bit, because the problem is that you hysteria people, your sky is falling people, find other sky is falling people, and you just like multiply. You like exponentially increase this hysteria. It creates this sense of doom and gloom around the program that I don't think really should exist, but, you know, to each his own. And that kind of leads to the thesis of this podcast, Kevin. Are you ready to hear what we're going to do? This is going to be different.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so this is going to be what we're going to call a Choose Your Own Adventure podcast, right? We want to speak to you the way you want to be spoken to. So we're going to have different little areas that you can jump to in the podcast that kind of speak to your own biases. So there's a couple ways that we're going to do this. You can be a hysteria, sky is falling person, and we're going to talk to you about that. Or you can be just like we aren't very good, but you're rational. Like, you want to hear facts about why we're not very good. And then we're going to talk to you woke folks out there. You folks who want to march on Washington, you want to like start a protest. That's going to be a fun one. Mm-hmm. We're going to have that in there. We're going to have one for you boring people who just think this is fine. This is normal. This is average. This is nothing. Then we're going to close it out with those rational optimists, those who feel good about the rest of the year, you know, and have a reason to feel good about it. And then we're going to talk to you irrational optimists. Those are fun. Those are my favorite people. We talk about crimson and blue colored glasses. This is that to the max. That I think I'm going to be in that one. But let's start off with the rainy day, folks. I think you're going to put a little music to separate so people can choose which path they want to go down.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll figure that out in production, as they call it, Andrew. We'll get our producer on that. Andrew, the sky is falling. Let's just go there. The sky is falling. It's pretty obvious. This team is in full-on struggle town. Andrew, we just lost by 17 points to an unranked team. And I understand Iowa State might be good. Like, some people say, oh, Iowa State should be ranked, right? They should be ranked. Well, they're not. They're not ranked, okay? They did not have a ranked team because they were not ranked. They just beat Oklahoma State by 6 points. Like, I just don't think they are that good. Yet, we got clobbered by them. And, Andrew, I don't even want to talk about the game itself because there was just so much going on there. It's not even worth talking. I mean, all the turnovers. Right. And
this isn't about facts. This is about hysteria. This is about the sky is falling. This is about emotion, Kevin. This is not about facts.
Yeah, well,
the sky is falling.
Let's just remember back to a time when you and I sat here and maybe over a beer and a happier time. And we thought, gosh, who would redshirt this year? Should Ochai redshirt? Maybe Mitch too, because, you know, maybe Sylvia will be back. And boy, maybe we can even have, I don't know, like Dave McCormick redshirt, and who knows, maybe three or four other guys, because we are so deep. Our team is so deep, Andrew. We have so many players. We're going to go 14 deep on this team. Tien's going to be out there draining threes on everybody. We're 14 deep, but we are not 14 deep, Andrew. We are maybe four deep, right? Like
maybe four
deep. Like, is that how deep we are? I'm just talking about starters. Like literally, like that's how many we have that are any good. It's rough out there on the from a depth perspective for the Kansas Jayhawks. Charlie Moore. Remember we were talking about Charlie Moore potentially starting for this team? Is it going to be Charlie or Devin? I don't know who's going to start. Charlie's a disaster. It's rough, bud. It's rough out there.
Charlie Moore, you're a disaster. You're a disaster, Charlie. Let's talk about Doak. I'm not done talking about Doak, because Doak was the one thing we had. The one thing we could be good at that we knew that we would be better than the other team at. We could put him in the post. If we got a good entry pass, probably going to score. We're probably going to do well that game. We just knew that was going to happen, but no Doak anymore. So now we have Diedrich in his old man game, which is okay. There's not enough to win games. Not enough to win games, Kevin.
Old man game.
And then let's talk about other senior leadership, or just leadership generally. LeGerald Vick didn't know where he was on Saturday. Didn't know where he was. 7 turnovers, got benched for Charlie Moore in the last 7 minutes. Vic's been a disaster too.
I got a hypothesis there. Was Vic up? He was like the varsity blues guys playing after the strip club night, you know, the movie Varsity Blues. They all stayed out in the strip club all night, and then they played football the next day, and they just got destroyed. Was like Vic at a Iowa strip club like all night that night? Not that I know anything about those. I've never been to any Iowa strip clubs in my life. But why are you laughing? did Vic stick around too long at one of the Iowa establishments? And was that what happened? Because he sure played like it. 7 turnovers. He got benched for Charlie Moore, Andrew. In the last 7 minutes of the game, he got benched. We are down by single digits. I don't know, 9, 10, 8, 9, 10 points. Who would you rather have on the team on the floor? That's a streaky 3-point shooter that might shoot you back into the game. Charlie Moore or LeGerald Vick?
Well, the answer is LeGerald Vick, because we saw that exact scenario happen against Stanford. But in the scenario you're describing, I can't wait for the movie dramatization of this starring Michael B. Jordan. Like, this is going to be a great movie. Whatever happened the night before, oh, it's going to be great.
And one more thing.
I'll do one more thing. Okay, I got to tell you about my household and what I'm living with right now. My child, who is 3 months old, does not know what it's like, does not know that KU is supposed to beat Iowa State.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He has never seen it. We lost to him in football, which whatever. and then we lost this game. This, to make it even worse, Kevin, he was wearing a House Divided.
Oh, brutal.
It destroyed my soul. In the fact that we lost. Oh, my God. That is my child. That is my boy. Oh,
this is
that
your is fault.
The fruit of my loins.
This is your fault.
Well, I made a deal to do this House Divided, which I hate House Divided stuff.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
I hate it. I made a deal to do that because the initial plan was that he would wear home team gear or whatever game was going on, he would wear the home team gear. I couldn't do that. I could not have my son, my baby boy, wearing Iowa State gear on Saturday.
What if you did?
Could not do.
What if you did a deal where like he just wore it for football games and you got basketball?
That's a bad bargain.
What about if he did it for wrestling matches for Iowa State and then you got all the rest of the sports?
You can convince her to do that. Then great. But Andrew, all I gotta tell you is that this is the sky is falling section of the podcast that you've elected to listen to. And the sky is falling in my household.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Andrew. You know, I work for an Iowa company, so all day today I had conference calls. I had text messages during the game. I couldn't handle it. I think I might quit. But, Andrew, one other thing. You know that app Time Hop where, like, it goes yep. back and finds your what you said on social media like a year ago this day or 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. First of all, I've got some really interesting Facebook messages from 10 years ago that keep popping up that I'm not going to get into. But what I will say is that Jayhawk Talk about a year ago, Andrew, I just popped up on Time Hop. Here's what I wrote. We are hope. I'm sorry. What is it? We are without Doke. Damn it. What was it? We're Doke, hopeless without Dokeless without hope. What was it? Damn it.
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Without Doke, we're hope. I don't remember what it was. It was something really sad about Doke.
If we're hopeless, we're hopeless.
We're hopeless without we're Doke.
If we're Dokeless, we're
that's hopeless. What it was. If we're Dokeless, we're hopeless.
I'm just guessing because I'm putting the words together here.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that you're here for this.
All right. Close this out. If the sky is falling, how are we going to finish this season?
Andrew, we'll probably make the NCAA tournament. I think we've got enough quad one and two wins already to do that. We'll probably win some home games, which we usually do. But, Andrew, we've got 8 more away games. And I'll have you know, Andrew, we have not won an away game yet.
0-2.
0-2. We could have 10 losses on the road, Andrew, if the sky is really falling. 9 if you don't count K-State, because I think we'll find a way to beat K-State. But, yeah, man, rough. Rough out there. What would we be, about a 6th seed?
Probably.
About a 6th seed?
Is that worst case scenario 6th seed?
Probably.
6-8, I'd say.
We're
talking low here.
I don't think we'll get below a 6. Not with the wins we have. Plus, we're going to win some games at home. But yeah, well, it's possible it'll be a 6th seed.
But let's close off this section. We're going to close off this adventure. Play some music, whatever you're doing. All right. This will be a quick one. This is a similar one to the last one, except we're going to talk a little more facts, a little more nuanced. And the bare bones of it is we're not very good. And the stats show it. We were a number one KenPom team that's dropped 12 spots, 11 spots in a very short period of time because suddenly we're not very good. We were 9-0 with Udoka. We're 3-2 without Doke. And you know what? In those 3 wins, we looked bad and we struggled to get those wins against teams that weren't, you know, shouldn't have been in the game with us. The only thing we're really good at, as I mentioned before, is Diedrich's old man game, 3 feet from the basket, and really nothing else. There's no leader on the team. LeGerald Vick is the definition of a streaky shooter, and he's been on a bad streak more than he's been on a good streak recently. You know, there's not a lot that adds up to us being a good team. What are we good at, Kevin?
On offense, we are good at Dotson running downhill. We are good if by chance we give Diedrich enough space to maybe make a shot, but otherwise we're not that good, man. Like we're just like, if you just look at the team's makeup, I don't know what we are. I just don't know what this team's going to be. I mean, when you go with 4 around 1 with Diedrich, like you could do that when you had Sfi and Graham and Josh Jackson and guys like that on the outside, we have nobody that can threaten you. Like that's the problem. And the other problem is you give the ball to Diedrich, like, they're going to collapse on him so much, and he does not have the game to get around a double, triple team. Yeah, he's a great passer, but unless you got someone cutting to the rim, like, he's not like he's going to be kicked to corner threes. Like, Marcus Garrett on the corner three, that's the most inefficient shot that we have on our team. So, like, I don't know what we're good at, man. I mean, we are 178th in three-point percentage, and that's better than I expected, to be honest.
that's almost middle of the pack. 50th percentile-ish. I would expect it to be a lot worse than that. And that probably comes from LeGerald Vick's great November. You take out LeGerald Vick's November, and we're in the bottom quarter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. We are on the bottom quarter, certainly on percentage, if that makes you feel better. But
not very good.
I don't know. I don't know the answer when you say I don't know what we're good. I mean, we'll talk about it when we get to the optimist stuff, like some things we could maybe change to get some identity. But right now, like, Bill Self's going to make his money, man. Like, he's going to earn those millions to try to figure out a way for this team to really turn it around and find an identity. Cause right now I have no idea what it's going to be.
Can we go back to the hysteria part?
Okay, sure.
What was the deal with the press release that Bill Self released about Doak's wrist on Saturday, where it was like really passive aggressive, making it seem like Doak was sitting out because he was a baby and his wrist hurt. Then it turned out like his wrist actually did hurt and he needs surgery. What was that?
That was a terrible look. That was a bad look for Bill and a bad look for our medical staff. Like, how bad are our doctors? And I know everyone's like, oh, we got a great, oh, Cowgirls, great doctor, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's fine. But like, you do all the tests, which I assume we have effing state-of-the-art equipment, for God's sakes, that would test and say, nope, ship shape, you're good to go, don't get out there. And Bill's like, yeah, quit being soft, don't get out there and do your thing, get out there, you're good to go. And Doak's like, guys, my wrist really hurts. Like, I think we need to do another test. Like, nope, you're good, get out there and play, you're good to go. And then all will be damned if they do another test and he's out for the season. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to get back. Okay. Now back onto the facts. We've got to win some games if we're gonna be good. We'll kind of pair this in with the sky is falling in terms of prediction. But I want to get
one more stat.
Gotcha.
It's no longer November, Andrew. Remember November LeGerald Vick?
He was awesome.
Remember November LeGerald Vick last year?
He was awesome.
It's no longer November. Like,
yeah, this is the point in the season where he gets kind of sleepy. And then he'll come back in March, but he's just gonna like sleep.
We don't need sleepy. We need everybody very woke. And speaking of woke, Andrew, I think it's time that we go to the next section.
All right. In this adventure, you've chosen to march on Indianapolis, the location of the NCAA headquarters. That's right. We're talking about Silvio De Sousa, Kevin. Are you ready to go march with me?
I'm so ready.
All right, you ready to do this chant?
Let's do the chant. Right. Hell no, what? We won't go.
We won't go until you reinstate Silvio. Hell no. We won't go until you reinstate Silvio.
Hell no. Did we stop? I was going to be doing it for like the next 45 minutes.
All right, so if that was too much of a jumble, it's hell no, we won't go until you reinstate Silvio.
And we all are holding signs, all of us.
We all, yeah, and we're wearing like funny hats, like some sort of hat that symbolizes our plight. We're being put into a free speech zone because we're being so rowdy.
We are not carrying torches, though. There are no torches.
No.
There are no torches. But
we are wearing polo shirts with the coach's polo. The traditional Adidas coach's polo that you can buy at your local Kansas Sampler.
Kansas Sampler for about $63.
We are wearing polos, but like no tiki torches. This is a very peaceful march on Indianapolis about a cause that holds no more dear, near and dear to my heart than this, is that Silvio De Sousa needs to be ruled on at least.
Let him in. Free Silvio. Andrew, I got a take on this. A lot of people, I bet more responses, like if we're just talking straight topics, I've got more Twitter mentions about we should play Silvio. Then, yeah,
that's the new take.
Is this a like brand new thing? Like, yeah, okay. No. So Doak's no, it feels new though. Like no one has said that until Doak got hurt.
No, it's a new thing. Like it is a like this isn't something we were saying 2 weeks ago.
No.
This is a once the whole thing with Doak goes down. Like, okay, well we need some other solution here. It's Silvio. So,
Silvio.
Let's just roll the dice.
Roll the dice. Okay, so I get that, but. I haven't put a take on Twitter cause I'm not sure what it is. If we're in the woke camp, I mean like, yeah, we should fight and sue and do something crazy like that to, to try to get Silvio back, but we can't play him, right? Like there's, we can't.
Oh no, in good faith. That's not a real take.
Yeah,
that's
like,
not
a real thing. But people are saying it like they mean it.
Well, because it's Twitter and you can say whatever you want on Twitter.
I guess so.
But it's not, that's not a real thing. Like, no, this is, if you want real action, you got to be out there in the streets, Kevin. You got to be out there in the streets. Going, we're going all the way to Indianapolis. We're going to get buses together. Who's coming with me?
Who's coming? I probably won't come, but like,
I got things to do actually. So yeah, you all can do that.
Yeah. If some, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I really like Indianapolis. It's lovely town.
I will certainly tweet support on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, they're so brave. Absolutely. They're so brave.
Yeah. We'll create
this,
like,
this is amazing.
Like tweet meetups for you guys. Like,
but, we'll stream it on Twitch. Like this will be a thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Silvio, let's just do a serious part of it. Any chance that he gets cleared in the near to midterm?
If I were to set the odds, I would say not being cleared -175, cleared +225.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Does that feel about right?
That sounds about right.
So, like, you get some good value on the cleared bet, potentially, just like I might have got good value on this Clemson money line bet. Turning around 37-16. We're watching it film, or we're doing this during the game. I bet Clemson money line, Andrew, +175. I'm getting better odds than what you could have got for Silvio getting cleared. But
see, it happens. Yeah, see,
it can happen.
These types of things happen. So,
it can happen.
I think that we will see from Bill Self, you know. And I can't remember who it was, but fairly recently he has released a couple statements that were very, remember who this was? Was it Cliff Alexander or somebody indicating that, you know, he's frustrated with the process and he needs to get things taken care of. The NCAA needs to get things taken care of.
He hasn't got to that, yet. Yeah, but he hasn't used that card yet. I know what you're talking about.
No, but who was the last person to use that card on?
I think it
Diallo. I think it was Diallo.
Maybe. We've had a lot of free so-and-sos.
Yeah. I think it was free Diallo.
I think free Selby was my favorite.
Hey, that worked. Yeah. He had a great game. Okay, so we will arrange the meetup in Indianapolis. We will get the Greyhound buses together. Be working on your funny signs. We might have a virtual protest. That'd be funny, right? We all have like virtual signs, virtual protests.
Oh
just
yeah.
Can you arrange that on Twitter?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure like the woke camp out there like has been doing this already. I just need to tap into the wokeness. Okay. And
we do have a good slogan or a good chant.
We do have a great chant. Like all you need is a chant. If you got the chant, then you've got something.
Hell no. We won't go until you reinstate Sylvie.
Yo. All right, there you go. Biddle-loop. What's next, Andrew?
This next adventure that you have chosen is, this is fine. This is fine. It's actually not that out of the ordinary what has happened. Iowa State is likely a top three team in the Big 12 this year. You know, based on KenPom rankings, based on, you know, general skill, general talent, based on how things have played out so far. In normal years, when we do win the Big 12, we do lose away to those top teams. Like, that just happens. We've lost at Ames before. We've lost at Ames plenty of times. We've lost at Oklahoma. We've lost at Texas. We've lost at these places when these teams are good. And Iowa State is good. It's okay. It's fine for us to lose that game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Andrew, we were not favored to win that game, right? So... Vegas already thought that we'd lose. So, like, shouldn't have been surprising, right? If you look at KenPom, we are still projected to win a share of the Big 12 title. If you're using all of the KenPom stats, which frankly don't love Kansas right now and certainly love teams like Texas Tech, and Iowa State. So, yeah, I think this, it's fine. We're fine. Like it's, yeah. We sometimes lose these games. We always have one really bad blowout. Maybe we got it out of the way and it's fine. We'll be fine.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. No big deal. It's fine.
No big deal.
That's it. I think that's all this adventure
that's,
is.
That's the adventure's over.
The adventure's over. Like it's fine. You know, sometimes in those choose your own adventure books, like you turn a page and it's just like a paragraph, like you've walked across, you get bit by a snake and fall off a cliff. Like, that's all it says, and you have to go back and do it all over again.
Well, gonna like, choose another one.
This one's over. It's fine. It happens. No big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Biddle-loop, 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 biddle-loop.
All right. Now we're getting into the optimism part. This is the rational optimism. This is probably going to be the bulk of the rest of our talk.
Okay, you keep going for a second. I've already drank this many beers on this podcast. I'm going to go get some more.
It's a Monday, Kevin.
This is a tough topic, all right? Give me a second.
It's a Monday. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is the rational optimism part of the program. I think we should consider this slump similar to previous losses like Davidson or Washington State. Or, you know, these losses that have happened in December, but this is just happening at the beginning of January instead of these losses happening in December. This is the time when we lose that game where we need to come back and kind of reinvent what the team is. And we can do that now. It's early enough in the season where we can sort of figure this out. They don't start school again until, you know, after Martin Luther King Day. Just 2 or 3 weeks away.
Wow.
A lot of time, a lot of practice for Bill Self to get this thing right.
So I'm back, Andrew.
Oh man. It's a Monday, Kevin.
Well, listen, this is tough stuff to get through.
Okay, so but we're talking about reinvention. Yeah. How do we reinvent this team?
All right, Andrew. I think
because it can be done. We've done this before.
Yeah.
We can do it again.
So the first thing we need to do. I think, Andrew, we're obviously not going to turn into a good three-point shooting team overnight, right? That's not going to happen. We're not going to all of a sudden turn into the most efficient offense on the planet. Not going to happen. So what can you do? Like, what can you focus on? Well, we've got some athletes on our team, especially in the backcourt. I think you focus on defense. I think you try to win games in the 60s because that's what the rest of the Big 12 is doing. If you're looking at the numbers, I mean, Bill Self can teach defense, right? He can teach effort. He can push people. He can try to get people in the right spots. We already have a defensive stalwart and Garrett. I think we have the athletes to potentially be a decent defensive team. What we don't have is someone who's going to block a shot. But you hope that you've got enough on the perimeter to deny that. I think you try to muddy it up a little bit. I think you try to be efficient. And you try to get good shots and you win games in the 60s. I hate that brand of basketball, but I'm not sure what else we got other than trying to get control of things you can control, right? Make sure you get Dedrick at least 15 shots a game because he's going to still be your best offense. You try to get guys going downhill, try to get, you know, create lanes for Dotson, try to create lanes for Grimes, who's starting to get a little better. I mean, if you look at the team, Andrew, like we got to hold on a second. We still have three McDonald's All-Americans on this team. We still have LeGerald Vick, who, even though he's sucked of late, can go off on any game. You know, we've got a preseason freaking All-American. Like, that should be enough on paper to be a one seed or a two seed. You know, like, that's a top five, 10 team.
The pieces are there. The pieces are there, and
yeah,
we just got to put them together. And someone else we haven't talked about is Quentin Grimes. We haven't talked about Quentin Grimes at all in this podcast. And we were talking about at the beginning of the season, could be our best player.
Yeah.
And you know what? By the end of the season, he still could be.
He could be.
But if we're going to get to be a one or two seed and win the Big 12, he needs to get closer and closer to that ceiling.
Although,
and I think the comparison, well, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, I was going to say the comparison that people are making, and I think it's apt, is to someone like Kelly Oubre, who started slow at KU and then worked his way up and sort of learned the small things to gain Bill Self's trust in minutes. Their minutes and their statistics kind of mirror each other quite a bit. And you know what? Oubre's got himself a pretty good career in the NBA right now. Just signed a nice deal with Converse. He's doing okay. Grimes could get there.
Yeah.
But he's got to he's almost got to be quicker at figuring it out than Oubre if we're going to win the Big 12. Because we didn't rely on Oubre all that much. If we're going to win, Grimes needs to be the alpha player that we think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I don't know that he's like this great creator. He's certainly not a super efficient three-point shooter, but like he does do some things well. And you know, he's shown a little bit these last couple games, even though we've played like crap. You know, he's actually been pretty good. Bill Self hasn't given him a lot of credit, but I can't imagine that like he would want to give anybody credit based on the overall team effort. But I think if you injected Self with some truth serum, I think he's got to get a little excited about what Grimes is showing of late. And I think you got to get him closer to his ceiling for our team to find a ceiling. Like, he's the guy. We know exactly what almost everyone else on this team is by this point. Maybe Dotson's got a little bit more to offer just because he's been so good. It makes you wonder what else is in there. But Grimes is the guy that just, you know, he has not touched his ceiling. And that's yeah. Interesting.
Another part of this is that in terms of leadership, I think we need to realize that this needs to be Devon Dotson's team.
Totally agree.
In that this event, this loss to Iowa State and Udoka Azubuike getting hurt, you can actually look at this as a clear line in the sand. This was the season before and the season after. Things have to change. There's a clear delineation of leadership that has to happen after this point. And I think of it like the Nadir Tharp, Frank Mason freshman season, where Nadir thought it was his team, and it clearly wasn't.
No.
And we kind of were slower. I don't know if Bill Self was or Frank Mason was slower to take the reins and realize that, you know what, this needs to be my team. I need to start controlling this. I think this needs to, we can't wait until Devon Dotson's sophomore year to get the sophomore year, Frank. We need to have this speed up a little quicker. This has to be the defining moment. And it's not necessarily a conflict with Charlie Moore. It's kind of a conflict with I don't know. With nobody.
I think it's Vic. Maybe Diedrich. Diedrich's talking in post game like it's his team. I think he feels like he has to step up and do those things. That's fine. And I'm actually okay with him taking on that kind of role. But Dotson needs to be the guy on the court that's bringing everybody together. That's the talker. That's the guy that's trying to run things. That's what I want to see from him. That's the next level for him. And I think he could do it, man. He's got it in him. That's the next step. I'm really excited to see if they can find a way for him to do that. And you know, Self is pulling each one of these guys aside. He's doing that right now and saying, you're going to have to step it up. You're going to have to get better because this is what we need. And here's what I need from you. And I guarantee he's doing that with Dotson right now.
Yeah. And I think that that's going to be crucial. And I know leadership is an intangible, but when you have someone who's really dictating what's going on out there and the guys can trust, I think it goes a long way. We've always kind of had that guy and had that guy be an older guy. Dotson's a younger guy, but he's got the talent to kind of be out there into play. He's just not quite there from a leadership perspective, but not yet. I think he can be. But you know what? There's a lot to like about this team. We've got an All-American, like you said, in Diedrich. We've got McDonald's All-Americans. We just need to put this thing together.
Yeah, a couple more quick things.
Pick the pieces back up and put it back together.
The good news is the upcoming schedule, it's not terrible. We got TCU at home. We got Baylor away. We got Texas at home. We got West Virginia away. And then we get Iowa State back at home. And then that's the next slate of games before we go to Kentucky. That's going to be a tough game in Kentucky, but we're not going to talk about that.
I don't even think we need to worry about that at this point.
I know.
We've got bigger fish to fry than Kentucky.
So what I'm saying this stretch right here is maybe our best stretch we have left in the season. No Texas Tech. We get Iowa State at home. We get maybe the two worst teams on the road, Baylor and West Virginia. There's a thought maybe K-State's really bad right now on the road, but who knows? Those this is our chance to get right. Now, it's not easy, right? It's obvious there's no easy games in this conference, but this is a chance to try to see if what you're working on has is figuring it out, and then we can really get into our test. So that's nice. The schedule sets up at least somewhat nice for us. And then the other thing, Andrew, we just have to protect the home field, right? We got to win in Allen Fieldhouse. We cannot lose more than two games at Allen Fieldhouse. Ideally, you lose none, maybe one. And that's really how you win the conference. That's how we've that's been the roadmap for us to do so for the last several years. And Andrew, winning at home is really key.
I think so. I mean, there's a lot to like about this team. What do you think we move? Should we move on?
Mm-hmm. The fun part. Biddle loop.
All right. This is for the crimson and blue tinted glasses folks out there. This is called, wait for it, Ochai Agbaji is the next Michael Jordan segment. That's
yes,
right.
He is.
This is the irrational optimism. Ochai is the second coming. The next Michael Jordan is going to come out of the 2018 high school class. It has been foreseen. Some people think it's Zion Williamson. It is not Zion Williamson. It is Ochai. For unto you a man's red shirt is pulled this day in the city of Lawrence, a savior, which is Ochai. This very day in Naismith Town, the savior was put on the active roster, Kevin. This is the man we've been waiting for. This is the man whose red shirt will be pulled, and this will be our savior of the season. Michael Jordan is joining the team.
You know, Michael Jordan was a late bloomer, Andrew, if you recall. Right. It's very possible Ochai is a late bloomer as well. He came on big late, right? He was not being recruited by anyone. All of a sudden, he starts putting up numbers. He grows. His body looks good. Michael Jordan was too short his sophomore year of high school, Andrew. He did not make that varsity team. He did not make the varsity team of his high school because he was too short. And then he grew a foot, and next thing you know, he's ready to be Michael Jordan. Ochai is the next Michael Jordan. If you look at him, Andrew, he's got a great body. He supposedly can shoot the three a little bit, and it's not going to take much. It's a pretty low freaking bar to be a decent three-point shooter on this team, right? I'm not even sure I need him to be like a good three-point shooter. If he's like a, if he makes more threes than you and I in like 10 minutes, like he's probably a second or third best three-point shooter on the team. Like, that's what we need. We need somebody else. And if we're going to rotate four guards out and play four guards all the time, and obviously Bill Self is not committed to KJ Lawson, and I think he has to see what he has in Charlie Moore, maybe he's going, Jesus, man, I'm sitting here watching practice every day, and this man Ochai is crushing these dudes on the scout team. I don't know. Maybe he's the next Michael Jordan. I need to be playing him.
I do want to stand up for a second for my boy KJ, a.k.a. the older brother. I think that KJ, in his mind, is the best player on the team. And let me tell you why. Because KJ recognizes that Dedrick is the best player on the team. But KJ thinks he's better than Dedrick because he's the older brother. Therefore, KJ, best player on the team. Let's get back to Ochai. Ochai, second coming of Michael Jordan. He's not the new LeBron. He's the new Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. Is that how we're doing this?
That's fair.
So no Zion. This Zion, that prophet is a myth.
Yep.
It's a false prophet.
Yep.
We're gonna go Ochai. Humble roots, humble beginnings. That's where these guys come from. They don't come, with this ESPN covers.
That's right.
Granting, like this fanfare. This guy comes from Kansas City, Missouri, comes to the Jayhawks, humble roots, doesn't even get to play. This is the story that college basketball has been waiting for.
You're right. It's coming. The next Michael Jordan is already on our team. We are set, Andrew. We're going to be just fine. If they pull the red shirt for Ochai, watch out, Big 12. Secret weapon about to be unleashed in Lawrence, Kansas. Ochai is the answer. All right, Andrew, I think is that everything? I think we got through our choose your own adventure. Which adventure was your favorite?
Favorite?
What's
probably the sky is falling. No, probably the March on Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Where do you fall in though? Are you falling in somewhere in between several of these?
Honestly, I'm a little piece of every single one of them. Like there is a piece of my soul that can latch on to every single one of these. Probably rational optimism is where I'm sticking because I think that we can put this thing together. I mean, if Bill Self has so shown us anything, is that he can climb out of these holes. Not that it's that big of a hole. I know it's a 17-point loss, and it actually destroyed me this past weekend. But it's nothing we haven't seen before in terms of something we can't overcome. Now, winning the Big 12 is going to be very tough this year because I think Texas Tech is very good. I think Iowa State's very good. And then there are other teams that are, if you're putting it into tiers, who are just nipping at the heels of those teams, including us. I don't know where you'd put us, but you know it's going to be very tough. Maybe the streak comes to an end, but I think this team still is feisty in March. It's obviously worse without Doak, but you know we can reinvent this thing.
I think the key for KU fans is to perhaps adjust your expectations. This is not the number one team in the country, as several prognosticators put us in the polls at the start of the season. It may not even be a one seed. It may not even be a two seed. It might be somewhere in that 2, 3, 4 seed range. But if you get there with this team without Doak and you're a two seed, I think that's a heck of a year. If we're a three seed right now, it's probably like, Andrew, if I were to say our seed line is 3, would you take above or below, over or under?
Right now?
Yeah, right now, our three seed.
Well, I mean, can I take a push?
Sure. How about 3.5?
I'll take better then.
Okay. Yeah, that feels about right. I mean, so like, but you start the season, everyone's like, oh, shoe in one seed. Big 12 sucks. KU's awesome. Like, it's going to be. So that's what I'm saying. I think we're just going to have to adjust our expectations a little bit. But you know what? We've been a one seed so many freaking times and have not, you know, had massive success. Maybe it's time we come from a 3 line or 4 line and get to a Final Four. So, just adjust your expectations. Hopefully enjoy the ride. It's going to be different. It's not going to be what we expected. It could be ugly at times, but I guess I'm the way that I'm going about it. I'm going to give Bill Self the benefit of the doubt. I assume he's staying up late trying to figure this out right now, getting through winter break to hopefully put the team on the track to get better and hopefully put a run together. So, that's all I got, Andrew. Do you want to talk about TCU or should we just close this thing out?
Let's close it out. We don't need to scout TCU. They've still got the same guys except for Rodney Onski. but we'll look very similar. I didn't scout them. Like, but we know they're okay. They're okay. We got them at home.
They got a good backcourt. They got a really good backcourt. They got Alex Robinson's no joke, but I think we're going to be fine. I think we got a good chance at home. Hopefully get right game. And hopefully Andrew, Bill Self and co have turned this thing around. Their adventure, if they're choosing one, is to be in Indianapolis. I'm sorry, is to be in Minneapolis, not Indianapolis, in Minneapolis, later this year in the Final Four. That's the adventure that I want to choose.
I think so too. I'm going to choose that one.
That's mine too.
Flip to the end. That's the happy end.
I agree. Let's get out of here. Thanks everybody for listening as always. Hopefully we'll be back here sooner than once every 3 weeks. Holidays are past us. We're ready to roll. Hopefully got good news coming with this podcast. Hopefully got good news coming with this team. Reach out to us on Twitter, Jayhawk Talk, Sherlock Hoops. Leave that good 5-star rating on iTunes and we will catch you next time on the Jayhawk Talk podcast. Rock Chuck. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. I tried to tell them every time we on the court.
I tried to tell them that we never coming up short. I tried to tell them that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell them that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the
fans. Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering. All them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering. Nine times get to cheering with them banners held high and the crowd going wild. Night before the Final Four, you can't even sleep now. Yeah, we at the peak now, we can't even leap down. March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks.